News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Dale Forbes. Today marks a week since an EF4 tornado hit Arnsdall. Radio Oklahoma's Ann Roberts has an update.
The death toll now stands at 2, with the discovery over the weekend of the body of a man that is believed to be 81-year-old Wayne Hogue, missing since the tornado last week. Osage County officials say they are still awaiting positive ID from the medical examiner, but the body does match Hogue's description. In addition, Barnsdall school officials say they will not reopen their doors this school year. More information about end-of-year activities will be released soon.
Governor Stitt is hosting House and Senate leaders for a third budget summit this morning. Starting at 9, the routine is to go line by line to discuss the differences in each chamber's appropriations and hopefully bridge the differences. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Dale Forbes.
The Radio Oklahoma News Network reporters and anchors want to be a force for good. That's why we have a state capitol correspondent walking the halls of the Capitol daily. Since we're an Oklahoma-owned and operated company, we realize what is important to you. Education, public safety, health, farming, the environment, and tribal concerns. We are news by Oklahomans for Oklahomans on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.